cradio.org.au, praying that God may bless you today through the airwaves.
A Good Friday Reflection with Father Anthony Bernard.
And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God sent the Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. So Jesus said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own authority, but speak thus as the Father taught me." And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself. He said this to show by what death he was to die.
This is a beautiful episode in Genesis when Abraham, who waited so long to have a son, and you need to read that to help you appreciate the struggles and the waiting and the doubt and the fears he had to actually believe that God was going to fulfill that promise. Finally, when God fulfilled the promise, Abraham had this beautiful son, Isaac. God says to Abraham after a few years, after he bonded with a child, and the child's, you know, obviously bonded with a father, he said to Abraham, "Abraham, I want you to prove to me how much you love me. And to do that, I want you to take your only son, and I want you to sacrifice your only son on the mountain of Moriah to prove to me how much you love me." And the mountain of Moriah is significant because it actually happens to be the same mountain of Calvary in Jerusalem that Jesus was killed on. So that's significant. So God is placing this test on Abraham. He's trying to instill in the psyche of the Jewish people something that's fundamentally important in history to come that's going to make the death of Jesus more significant. So Abraham takes Isaac up to the mountain, and Isaac says to Dad, "Dad, where's the sacrifice?" And you can imagine the heart of Abraham ripped open. He said, "Son, the Lord will provide." And that's the only response that Abraham could have. But trusting, knowing that whatever reason, God's asked him to do this, and he's going to go with it. Abraham binds a son, ready to sacrifice a son. We don't know what Isaac's thinking or feeling, whether he's conscious or not. But Abraham's ready to kill his son. And then he's stopped by an angel. And the angel says to him, "Stop. God's seeing the proof of your love and faith." And then he says, "Sacrifice the ram," which was a male lamb that was in the bush. And there was a lamb. So that's significant because then Abraham takes a lamb and sacrifices a lamb. And God replaces the son for the lamb. And that's significant because Jesus called the Lamb of God by John the Baptist. Jesus says himself, "God so loved the world that he gave his only son." And Jesus is referring to that whole proof that it's not Abraham is going to prove his love to God. It's God's going to prove his love to us, how much he loves us. Because he said, "I am going to give my only son. I'm going to let my son be killed. That my son's going to be killed to prove to you how much I love you." And that in itself is a profound statement of God's love for us in itself. And Jesus refers to that. Then he says something interesting about Moses in the desert lifted up the serpent. You've got to read that to really appreciate it. The Jewish people, Israelites, in the desert were complaining to Moses because they just didn't have the luxuries, the comforts of what they had in Egypt. And they wanted to go back. which is irony, which is they're treated as slaves or oppressed. Here now they're free and sure they have difficult times, but God's going to take them to a promised land. But they were impatient and frustrated and angry, and they forgot about all God's blessings and what God was doing for them, and they're complaining. And so what happened was these snakes come out of nowhere, and these snakes come to bite them and start to poison them, and they started to die. And they saw this, and they got scared, and they went to Moses and said, please ask God to forgive us, we're sorry, please ask God to stop it. And Moses went to God on behalf of the people to ask for mercy. And God said to Moses, erect a pole, and on that pole put a bronze serpent, lift it up, and whoever looks upon the bronze serpent will be saved from the poison of the snake. And Jesus himself says, as Moses lifted up the serpent of the desert, so the Son of Man will be lifted up. And whoever looks upon the Son of Man, just like they looked upon the serpent and saved from the poison of the snake, when we look upon Jesus on the cross, we will be saved from the poison of sin. And that's what Jesus is saying. And he's talking about his crucifixion. And he mentions it three times. So we're seeing something very beautiful. Jesus becomes the lamb which is sacrificed in the Passover. We see that Jesus is lifted up and killed like a sacrificial lamb. And lifted up, he is the Son of God. God is showing us how much he loves us through this act of crucifixion of Jesus, his own son being killed for us. And the significance of looking at Jesus on the crucifix is to look at someone who was holy, someone who loved us, someone who was innocent from sin, and is to be moved and invoked with a sense of desire of wanting to seek forgiveness. And we see beautifully on Good Friday how the good thief and the centurion both fall to their knees, the good thief falling to his knees in the way he seeks forgiveness, and the centurion literally falls to his knees. The good thief defends Jesus against the other thief and recognises that he deserves to be on the cross for his sins, and recognises that Jesus is an innocent man and recognises his divinity. And he says to Jesus, remember me, which is very moving and very profound, when you come to your kingdom. And Jesus says to him, today you'll be in paradise. And people think that guy got scot-free, he didn't suffer. People forget, wait a minute, he was on the cross for 3 hours suffering. So he experienced his purification on that cross at that moment because he embraced his suffering and he was ready to die and to be with God. So we see that at that moment. And then we see the centurion, after Jesus was crucified, looking upon Jesus on the cross, he saw the amount of suffering and how Jesus embraced it. He says, truly, this is the Son of God, and falls on his knees. Good Friday reminds us of the profound love that God has for us and draws all people to God through Jesus at that moment. Jesus said, all who believe in me will be saved. When I be lifted up, all people will be drawn to me. And we remember that Good Friday as a moment of God's love for us and how we are saved from the poison of sin, from everlasting death. It's such a profound and beautiful moment that we remember Good Friday.
You were listening to a Good Friday reflection with Father Anthony Bernard for cradio.org.au.